through the Word. And to this Word, we are to be faithful, even in these last and difficult times. And when we read the tragic news that we heard about in this morning, then we can see what kind of dangerous times we are after living in. Christ asked us, right up to the end, to keep, proclaim, and be faithful to this Word. And this must apply not only in matters of doctrine, but also quite positively to our teaching. In his treatise of the difference between an apostle and a genius, Kierkegaard pointed out that the teachers of his day were suffering a steady dwindling of their authority because they were delivering profound discourses instead of simply preaching the word. He wrote, "There is no question here of wrapping one's brains or philosophizing, but simply that Christ said it, not as a profound thinker, but with divine authority. What Plato said about immortality really is profound, deep after deep study. But 32 Plato had no authority whatsoever." And so we see Paul, receiving it in this spirit of humility, as Saint Peter did, confessed by the Holy God, and once invited by the gentle Christ to redeem them. We go forward as ordained ministers of Christ, without any fear, proclaiming that doctrine, and with only this authority, the authority of His Word. May God grant it. Amen. We continue our service now with him.